Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright. I am so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, hit that follow subscribe button and give us a like. Well, today we've got a guest back on our show, and the last time we had her on the show, we got in some great conversations about understanding vision and how where there is a vision, that's where God can empower things and people to move in the directions that he wants for you. So, Tarsha Campbell is back, and she is going to take this a few steps further than what we discussed the last time. Last time, we were getting to know her. This time, we're going to dive deep into this topic, and vision is going to be the central theme of this. Regardless of where you're at in life, what your stage of life is, what you're doing, what's going on, vision should always be a central theme of anything. If God has not given you vision and you're not seeing it, hearing it, sensing it, then you need to get into prayer and ask God to bring that to you. We're going to let Tarsha expand on that today and take this to an even deeper level. Tarsha, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, T.S. I appreciate you having me back on. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And I just love what you're doing with your show and the impact that you're making in the kingdom and beyond with all that God has given you. So thanks again for having me on.
Amen. Amen. And I appreciate you saying that. And I also appreciate you being on here because there's a lot of great stuff I know that our audience not only needs to hear, but it's just good for them to, even if they understand this stuff, you know what? You need to rehearse. Sometimes hearing it again, different angles, different people getting different pieces of information with it also is helpful. And that's where you get to step in today. And I know you got some great stuff to say. So without further ado, Tarsha, you know what? Talk to us about vision.
Well, I appreciate you wanting to even dive into the subject because I don't always hear a lot of people talk about vision. And like you mentioned before, it's really the central theme, I believe, in life. And if we want to accomplish anything, whether it be spiritually, whether it be in our relationships, all the way to our professions and our entrepreneurial pursuits, vision should be something that we zero in on because I feel that it is a principle, and I call it a principle of creation in that it's a part of God that he placed on the inside of us that really points to us being like him. Because in Genesis, he talks about us being made in his image and likeness. And so to me, vision is one of those characteristics of God that he placed on the inside of us. And when I say us, I mean all mankind that would allow us to be able to display him in the earth. Just like we have the capacity to love, we have the capacity to forgive, we also have the capacity to create, and creating first starts with tapping into the power of vision. And so to me, vision is an essential part of just living the life that God wants us to live and seeing things how he sees it for us. And so that's where I really start whenever I teach about vision, you know, and I call it a universal principle. And the reason why I call it a universal principle is that it would work for anyone. You don't necessarily need to know God for vision to work in your life, because all of us have been made in the likeness and image of God. And whether we choose to know him as a savior or know him as a God, that still doesn't exempt us from having that whole characteristic of God on the inside of us, which I call vision. And so that's really where I always start when I start my talks with vision, about vision.
Amen. Amen. And you know, it's kind of like it's hardwired into us.
It is.
Is really a way to think of it. And you know, we in the discipleship, our discipleship sessions, lessons, if you will, one of the things that we talk about is how God has hardwired us for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And connection is such a big part of what we're wired with. Well, if you don't have vision, it's hard to have connection.
Yeah, I agree.
You've got to have a vision of things so you know what you're trying to connect to. And the reason Jesus is so important in this, and is the folks listening on here are definitely, you know, we have a Christian audience that listens to this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what I will tell every one of you. Without Jesus, then what happens is eventually that vision and that connection will wane because it will eventually become empty without him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, that's why he has to be the central piece of the vision and the central piece of our connection. We can connect. We can have vision of things in the mm-hmm. world. And you're right. It can work for a while.
Yeah.
And we can have connection to things in the world. But where the confusion comes in is that we will start to connect to things that we shouldn't. And it will eventually take us away from the eternal. And what will happen is the temporary will end up feeling empty. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have to search a whole new thing and then try to keep filling this void that was really just meant for God to fill.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what comes to mind is that saying that says, what we gaze upon is what we become. And so as we go throughout life, whenever we start to envision things or look upon things or just have those in our constant, I call it the eye of the spirit, you know, when we kind of see things in our lives and continue to look at those things, we eventually evolve into those things or we step into those things. And it reminds me of the story where Isaac was wanting to get his bride. And he said he was working for Laban. And so Laban gave him the cattle and said, if you can have the cattle, this amount of cattle, you can have it. And so he got an idea where he's going to put this stick in front of the cattle. So when they go drink, and so when they were drinking, they began to reproduce certain types of cattle with speckles on it. And so just like the cattle saw the stick with the speckles and began to reproduce in that same way, we as human beings, whatever we gaze upon, we start to evolve into that thing, or that thing becomes a reality in our lives. And so this is why vision is so important, and being able to tap into what God has for our lives. And so I see vision as being the end result. When God begins to show us exactly what could happen, I see it as a coming attraction. And so when we're able to tap into the coming attraction that God has already predestined for our lives, it helps us to align with his will and his purpose for us. And then we just begin to just walk ourselves out to cause these things to come to fruition in our lives.
Amen. Amen. So one of the things, Tarsha, I wanted you to do today, now that we've kind of set that between the last show and kind of here at the beginning, we've really set a foundation as to the why of this, mm-hmm. why it's so important. Let's talk a little bit about the how. I think the how matters once we figure out our why. And part of this how is where do we start with vision? Where do we start? I have some ideas about that, but we want to hear this from your perspective.
Okay. And before I say that, I believe I said it was Isaac, but I meant it was Jacob who set up the
yes.
speckles. Yeah, it was Jacob, Isaac.
Yes.
It was Jacob. Excuse me for saying that.
No, but I was going to correct that later on,
yeah,
but I was going to
I'm glad.
We were flowing in there, but no, you're exactly right.
Yes, Jake, I'm sorry. Forgive me for saying that. Now, to address your question, where do we start? I believe we start in prayer. That's where we
Amen.
Start. We start with having a relationship with God, because just like I said, vision is something that's universal. Anyone can really operate in the power of vision, but if we want to be able to achieve what God wants for our lives, I would say start with him, start with a relationship with him. And that relationship can be cultivated in a life of devotion, a life of commitment, and a life of just spending time and communing with him on a consistent basis. And so this is where I find myself personally being able to tap into the heart and mind of God and see what he sees for me and tap into the power of vision is when I spend time in prayer. I spend time in the word of God. I also spend time just meditating upon him and listening to him in quiet times and in quiet spaces. Because we, as humans, we can have so much going on in our lives, and we can be engaged with so many things as we scroll through social media. We look on television with all the different streaming services that we can have pouring into our homes, and we can lose track and lose sight of what God is saying and has for us. But if we have a dedicated, and I use the word dedicated intentionally, that we can spend that quality time with him, that's when we begin to cultivate an eye to see what he sees for us. And so that's where I would tell anyone to start if we want to walk in the power of vision. It starts with our Creator and spending time with him.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So here's another question for you. Obviously prayer is the beginning of everything. Mm-hmm. We have to start with prayer and God's word. I believe that the two go hand in hand. But where's the as we start to develop vision, what are some things we can do to enhance pieces of vision as far as understanding it's how to develop it, and then what do we do from there? And so, because a lot of times we get to talk about all this stuff in mm-hmm. this existential way, but we want it to be practical. So give us some practical steps here.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because I think being practical is key to really seeing fulfillment and manifestation in your life. And so for me personally, I like to take any type of vision that I see in my time with the Lord, I like to take it a step further and create what I call a vision board. And a vision board to me is basically when I take images of what I've seen. I can go to like a magazine, or I can even go through Pinterest or something online and begin to grab photos and images and even words that represent what I've seen. And so I put it either on a electronic vision board that I would create on my device, or I actually cut it out of a magazine, take some glue it on the poster board, or even put it in a journal so that I can keep that before me. And so over the years, I have actually done this, and there are a number of boards that I have created over the years that when I go back and look at those boards, I can see where these things have actually come to manifestation in my life. But it wasn't just because I put it on the board and I acknowledged it in that way, but it was also because I took the necessary steps to walk out what I had seen and cause those things to come to fruition. So God will show it to us, but faith without works is dead. And so I would have to do something to make it happen. Say, for instance, if he's telling me to start a business, I can't just sit there and say, I wish I had a business. Oh, God, show me I'm going to have a business. What are the steps it takes to start a business? Okay, go get your business license. All right, next, set up your website, set up your marketing, and then the steps go on and on. And then that's when I began to see that vision come to fruition. But it first started with what God showed me. And then I came alongside him as a co-creator in the earth, and I caused that thing to come to pass. And I can say that has happened with many of the things that I have made manifested in my life, like the books I've written over the years and the relationships that I have built over the years. It all started with what I wanted to see, and then I injected my practical steps in causing those things to come to fruition in my life. So that's where I think it all starts.
And guys, if you're watching this on Jesus Said Taught TV, obviously we're telling you where to go to understand this stuff. If you're listening, if you're on the audio platforms, guys, go to www.tarshacampbellempowers.com. That's TarshacampbellEmpowers.com, and check out her website. And of course, she's got her book, My Next Step Vision Board, Dream Journal, and Planner. And make sure that you guys check this out. Now, let's get back to this. So we're talking about the practical steps. And like you said, we got faith in something, but mm-hmm. real faith is that we're demonstrating. Faith is demonstration. Yes. Just having an idea or a belief. Well, no offense, even demons believe that there's a Jesus. Mm-hmm. They know that there's Jesus. Yes. But to have faith in him means you surrender to it. So surrender to him. Well, guess what? It's the same thing. We got to surrender to the vision. We have to surrender to the vision. That means we got to put faith into it, meaning we have to have demonstrative action. That's towards right. whatever that vision is. So give us a practical example of you, of someone you've worked with. You don't need to give their names, or yourself, and where you did this all the way to fulfillment.
Okay. Well, some of you may not know it. Well, if you listened to the last time I was on, I'm actually a book publisher and a graphic designer. And so vision plays a big part in what I do for myself. I have 12 books I've written over the years, as well as worked with other authors. And so anytime a client comes to me and they begin to convey to me what they have written in the subject, I oftentimes go into prayer and I ask the Lord to show me what their cover looks like. And so even with my own projects, and so in many instances, when I have spent time with him, I see an actual vision of the finished cover. And so when I see this vision, the next step I do as a graphic designer, because I'm also a graphic designer, I just go back and come back into the present. Because I believe when we see anything by the power of vision, that is an act of the spirit. We see what could happen in the future. So I basically bring myself back up into the present. And then I go and take whatever elements and components that are needed to recreate what I've seen. I go forth and do that. So if it's a book cover, then what do I need to do? I need to go and either create the imagery or the photography that I have seen that's going to make up the book cover images, or I actually hire a illustrator if it's an illustrated design. And then I go on Photoshop, because that's one of the tools of my trade. I bring those components together, the text, the words, the imagery, and I put it all together based on what I have seen. And so at the end, I end up having that actual physical product or physical cover that I've seen. But it all started based on something that I saw beforehand that never even existed. And that's one point I think we should really bear in mind when it comes to vision. It's normally something that doesn't exist. And so when God begins to show us, you know, what could happen, that's when we tap into that power of vision. And then we come back into the present and recreate what we have seen using whatever components, whatever action steps that we need to do to make this thing become a manifestation into fruition in our lives. And so to me, that is the practical steps that I use. And I can remember even when I was in school as a graphic designer in college, we couldn't even start a logo design. We couldn't start a cover design unless we sketched it out first. And to me, that sketching out of that intended desire was a form of writing down the vision. And we know that in Habakkuk 2, where it talks about write the vision and make it plain so those who read it may run with it. And so that's how I see any project that I approach. I approach it in that way, by first seeing what it could be, the end result, and then I just bring all the components needed to bring that thing to manifestation.
Amen. Amen. So obviously now with this book, my next step, vision board, dream journal, and planner. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, because we're going to run out of time here and we're not going to have talked about the book itself. Give us some insight into the book. Obviously, you're giving us, you know, the general output of understanding vision, how to bring all that about. But let's talk about the book itself, because I think people need to know what's in there.
Yeah, this book was really birthed out of me working with my coaching clients, and many of them expressing the vision that they have for their ministry, their business, their life. And so that this whole book was created so that they can, first of all, at the beginning of the year, create vision boards, 7 vision boards for 7 specific areas of their lives. And so once those vision boards are created, then we have what I call the next step strategy sections, where they write down 1 to 2 steps a day for each of those categories that's going to lead to them eventually seeing that vision come to manifestation. So it goes back to what we said about action steps and putting our faith into action. And so as they begin to write down those steps every single day, and that's done like in a calendar format, then they're able to get to a place where they start seeing this thing actually come to pass. And this is done throughout the whole entire year. There's like 52 weeks where you have a calendar next step section. And then we also have our to-do list that go alongside of our steps that we're writing every day. And so this has really been a powerful resource to help people stay focused on the vision and then take those action steps that they need to take. Because it's more than just a planner, but it's a strategy with inside of this resource that I've created. And I've seen tremendous success using it in my own life, as well as others who I have worked with over the years.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so now with this book, mm-hmm. if somebody was to purchase this and you're like, okay, you're going to start to read this, where do you think this person needs to start if they're starting from ground zero?
I would tell them to start with the introduction. And in the introduction, I tell them a little bit about the power of vision. And then the next steps they would need to take is take the time to create those vision boards, those 7 vision boards. And I have one for a vision board section for spiritual relationships, your finances, also your business and career. And then I have one for like your community service or ministry service, and then educational. So you're creating those vision boards first of all, and then you're going to take those necessary steps to really walk out what you see and what you want to happen in your life.
Amen. Amen. So if I've got, let's say one of your coaching clients, because mm-hmm. I also want to promote your coaching services here.
Thank you.
And they decide, hey, I've looked at a little bit of the book, but I really want more of a hands-on approach. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to reach out to Tarsha and I'm going to actually use her to coach me on some of this stuff. Give us a little bit of a snapshot of what the first coaching session, what we could expect from that.
Well, the first thing I would do in a coaching session when I'm working with someone, I would clearly identify what their objectives are for the coaching session. And so if we're going to be focusing on one of the visions that you may have for your business or maybe your ministry, then we're going to deconstruct that whole thing of what you're seeing. So what is it going to take for you to see this thing to happen in your life? And so we'll say if it's a business, the first thing you will probably need to do if it's a business is identify your target audience and what they need, their pain points. And then once we do that, then we'll go into what type of services or products that you can create that can answer or be a solution to your client's pain point or your target audience's pain point. And so that's some of the things we would do in a coaching session. I would walk you through the necessary steps of identifying what your vision is, what your mission is, and then also what your target audience needs, and then how we can meet that need in their lives.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So Tarsha, we're getting really close to wrapping up here. Give us just real quick, kind of a one minute message here. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody who needs some encouragement right now, can you kind of give us maybe one of those little 1 minute motivational, something that can stick with them that maybe helps them get over that hump?
Yeah, I would love to. What I would tell someone today, and we're going to draw from what we've shared here today, is that if you want to maintain any level of hope, any level of encouragement, one of my key things I know from my own experience that has been a hope boost for me is that spending that time with the Lord and asking Him to show me what His vision is for my life has really, over the years, kept me focused. It's kept me on the path to fulfillment. And it's also kept me filled with hope, because as I look at and trust Him and trust what He's showing me, it lets me know that if God has revealed it to me, that it can be fulfilled. And so if I can just keep my eye on it and keep my focus on it, that He will eventually bring it to pass as I work alongside Him as a creator in the earth. So I want to encourage you, never let go of what God has already shown you. It might have been years ago that He's shown you a vision of what your life could be, and He hasn't changed His mind. And so it's only a matter of you tapping into his heart and mind for your life so that these things can come to pass and you walking in obedience to what he's telling you to do.
Amen. Amen. And guys, go to her website. Again, TarshaCampbellEmpowers.com. Get her book, My Next Step Vision, Board Dream Journal, and Planner. And do it today. Don't hesitate, but do it today. Well, we're just about out of time. Obviously, Jesus said, .tv, you could be watching it here right now. Or you might be listening to us on the auditory, on auditory platforms. Guess what? Stream. Go check out JesusSaid.tv and don't hesitate. Get over there today and check out all the different programs that we have that are, we're now starting to add more and more and more. Also, tswrightspeaks.com. That is my website. Check us out. We are now ready to announce that we have the God-Centered Concept Academy. We're talking about vision coming real and sticking with it. The God-Centered Concept Academy on tuvu.com. We now have class sessions that are getting ready to be released where you can join the community for a very, 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 very minute fee for 10 bucks a month. And you're going to get a lesson every week. You buy our book and you will learn what true discipleship is all about. And the book, of course, right now, the first book is Embracing the Truth. 20 lessons. We're going to go through each lesson. We're going to be doing live shows on there. You can join us live. If you can't make the live session, there'll be pre-recorded shows. That's going to start here within the next week. So make sure that you check this out and don't hesitate. Well, folks, thank you so much for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. Tarsha, thank you again for coming back on the show.
Thank you
for being here and sharing those incredible words of encouragement and just a great message for people to hear. Well, folks, we're out of time. So go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation. Let the great harvest begin.